Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Even though it's 10 o'clock at night there, Bryson DeChambeau is on the range. And the current speculation is whether or not he's just going to withdraw out of protest for having been given this 2-stroke penalty. I turned it to Golf Channel. Finally, USA got done and went its regular, normal way over to the 17,000th episode of Law & Order. Golf Channel all over this scandalous situation with DeChambeau. It doesn't hurt that he's kind of a villain already. Not even kind of. Some of the Twitter speculation is that somebody, you know, went and got him because of who he is for this. But on the Golf Channel graphic, it says inadvertently improving the area of his intended swing. They're saying, whether that's an official designation or their own, that he didn't mean to do it. And if his problem is maybe thinking he's being called a cheater, well, if he didn't mean to do it, either way, now they're talking about whether he'll even show up for the third round at the Open. It would have been, I think maybe most people would say this, I don't know any better, if he's playing in the final group with Herbert, is that the guy's name? Lucas Herbert?
Lucas Herbert, yep.
Lucas Herbert, who I don't know anything about. If he's playing in the final group with Lucas Herbert, you know, he's a big presence. And maybe that's a intimidation factor in his advantage against, especially against somebody that hasn't ever won one of these, or maybe even come close to doing that. Instead, he plays back a few groups, if he plays at all, and Herbert, it seems, will play with maybe Cameron Young, or Ryan Gerard, or Jackson Suber, or somebody that's not Bryson DeChambeau. I'm Mike Shope. Thanks for listening. Brian Koziol with more on the golf coming up in 25 minutes. Me and you for now. If you have a thought on something I've been talking about throughout the week with the Sabres in mind, that's definitely still the Connor Hellebuck speculation. Would love to know from more fans whether you're hoping to wake up in the morning someday and hearing that they've traded for Connor Hellebuck, or maybe instead you're hoping to wake up in the morning someday in the near future and hearing that Connor Hellebuck has been traded to New Jersey or San Jose or somewhere else to, as you might put it, if that's how you feel, save the Sabres from themselves. 803-0550 on that. My favorite Bills thing right now, tying in with some fantasy stuff as we get closer to draft season, or, you know, maybe it's always draft season if you're like me, is DJ Moore. And one thing I like about Mike Dempsey, I've said this about him before, and I mean it as a compliment, is I never know what I'm going to get from a question that I put to him. As opposed to as bright and knowledgeable as so many fantasy players and analysts are, there's an echo chamber. And I think I kind of have to be careful with Mike, because I tend to sometimes, in the course of a question, maybe assume an answer, which is not good technique. But with Mike, like, what do you think, DJ Moore? He's like, I love him. And I was not expecting that, because I don't expect that from anybody. In fact, in other conversations, maybe Rich Rebar yesterday, I might have, in the course of the question, maybe prefaced it with, well, I don't see anybody really liking DJ Moore in these drafts. And, you know, Rich or whoever else might sort of come back with something of the same kind, you know, like, yeah, like there's A, B, and C issues, you know, whether that's his numbers last year or his age or some sort of like intangible point that, you know, people might use as an excuse for not liking him, or as even just the reason. And I have tried to figure this out here this week, and I have just not, especially after talking to Mike, he made it tougher for me. I can't figure out where I want to be on this guy. Like, I've just heard and had a couple times my own sort of questions about him, and there are just there's one or two notorious plays or situations maybe with Moore. The one, and this is not, I think this maybe just is flat out unfair. I mean, I wouldn't want to be judged by my worst day, you know, like everybody has a bad moment. And sometimes when you're talking about wide receivers, if they act up, sometimes you can kind of sympathize with them. Like what Jefferson, so having said that, last year we go into the season and Justin Jefferson is maybe almost everybody's number one wide receiver in the NFL. And in terms of fantasy football, he seemed quarterback proof. Kirk Cousins, fine. Not everybody's favorite, but there's tons of volume. And if Kirk Cousins, as long as he's upright, is your quarterback, the numbers should be there. That's what the Bills ran into when they saw Jefferson last 4 years ago in that insane game out at the stadium. This year is the next time they play them. It'll be in Minnesota. Cousins is long gone, but still. So Kirk Cousins, fine, but Nick Mullins and Joshua Dobbs and maybe someone else, like they went in and out. Well, Darnold eventually in 2024, and that was a big season. Jefferson, some guys like DJ Moore, I mean, maybe quintessentially, what you talk about is whether they are a victim of circumstance. All right, well, they're good, but would they be great if they had a better situation? Either whatever that is, play caller, quarterback would be number one, whatever that is. Even like weather, do they play in a dome or not? If this guy played indoors, he'd be this much better rather than playing in Cleveland. Whatever. Like, there are guys where you have to ask these questions, like DJ Moore is, over like his entire career so far. Jefferson was somebody that seemed immune to that. He graduated to a point where...
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Ulta.com. The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Nobody asked those questions because he always delivered. Then last year comes along, Darnold leaves for Seattle. J.J. McCarthy, after a year, a redshirt year because of a knee injury, finally gets to play in the league. And in week one at the Bears, McCarthy is seen saying to Jefferson on the sideline, "Man, don't give up on me." Like, it's already bad by week one. And as it happens, we found out that Justin Jefferson is not necessarily quarterback proof. We found a quarterback who could not get the ball to him, and he cracked. I mean, he wasn't out of control, but he was not subtle about how he felt about that. And you don't have to blame him for that. I mean, like I said, sometimes it makes sense how receivers feel, and they're demonstrative, and that means we all find out. That happens. Maybe that's not for the best, but it kind of makes sense sometimes. If you're a great wide receiver on a team where they can't get the ball to you because the scheme is inept and the quarterback can't throw, well, then you might have a right to be ticked off. So Jefferson, even he was not immune to bad quarterback play, and it showed in how he acted. And, you know, he didn't have a terrible season, but he didn't have a Justin Jefferson season. And so now it's Kyler Murray, and for the record, Mike said, I think it was Mike today, said he, or even Sammy P. I think it was Sam, because he brought up Jefferson as an awards bet idea. He's like, I could see Murray, whatever he said. Like, he was open to Kyler Murray clicking there. And I am too, but I want to be careful, because Murray is somebody, especially when it's Bulldog and me and Bulldog hates him, where I can be maybe more of an apologist. And it should not be ignored, sort of the controversy around him and his work habits over the last few years with Arizona. So that'll be an interesting one. How about DJ Moore, though? Like, really, this is one where, if you will, selfishly, we'd all like to see the Bills find their way back to a wide receiver who's really it. Shakir is fine. He's not it. He's not somebody that scares defenses. He's not somebody that really is much of a game changer. He keeps the offense going, and there's value in that, and he can break a big run after a catch play, but he's not, you know, one of these elite guys. I think we could all safely say that. I mean, I don't know if Moore is exactly elite, but is he good enough so that we all shut up on the Bills' continuing failure to bring in a quality number one wideout? Joshua Palmer's name came up yesterday, and this used to be Curtis Samuel for me, and now it's become Joshua Palmer, where maybe Rich Rebar mentioned him. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know what that is. I think about Coleman, because Coleman is so controversial as a pick, and like whether or not he's ever going to make it, before I think about Palmer, but that might not be the right order. 803-0550 for you. What about DJ Moore? Can he, what's job one? Job one is, whether we like their receivers or not, winning games, including playoff games, which, you know, might be easier to win if you had a wide receiver one on the roster, unlike last year where we know how it ended, right? Brandon Cooks, Mecole Hardman, you're just sort of hoping that somebody on your team can deliver for you in those big moments. But so the big thing here is, will they keep winning? And I mean, people are not expecting a drop-off from the Bills, but will Moore be somebody that just makes them more believable? Not that it's been too far away from this, but more believable as a team that can win it all. Now we're watching games, and this guy looks like he's that player where game is on the line, third down, the ball is going to DJ Moore, they know it, and he's still going to get it done. And that's what Diggs was. This team wins so much that they're not always in these kind of situations where they need a play at the end. It's happened in the playoffs, and they didn't get it in the Kansas City loss here. They didn't get it in the AFC Championship there when the pass went to Kincaid. They didn't get it in Denver. So that's what I think DJ Moore represents. I mean, in terms of fantasy and just sort of the overall, we'll look at him and see, like, well, what kind of numbers are there? And does his presence make the Bills more dangerous or more dangerous looking? In the end, it's going to be like, this is where I'll always end up with them. And for me, it makes it challenging to sort of hammer at, whether it's wide receiver or something else, where they really need to be pass rush, where they really need to be better. It's about those few plays in those big games in the playoffs. Do you have what you need? And then, you know, if you do, you're less likely, for one thing, to lose on what you think is a bad call. You're just the better team. And for one reason or another, they have not been able to get that done, mostly against Kansas City, but also Cincinnati, and now Denver is on that list too. So just waiting around for January to see if on that particular play, DJ Moore is open and the Bills hit the play, you know, it's a long way off. A lot's going to happen between now and then. That, I think, I mean, of course, it's not only why you do anything is for the playoffs. They can't be that greedy, thinking that it's just automatic that they'll make it. But really, ultimately, that's what you hope you have in the end, is this is a player that you can lean on in, you know, the big ones. And really, in fairness to him, he really hasn't had that opportunity very often. Last year, is that the first time he's ever in the playoffs? I don't know. Like, last year with the Bears, they got in, they won a game, then they had that Ram game that went to overtime. And the last, I think it would have been the Bears' last play on offense of the season, is a pass to DJ Moore, who has people scratching their heads about what kind of route he was running there. And not everybody was ready to blame him for it, but plenty of people did. So who knows? It's a big price that the Bills paid for him. I just like having Mike Dempsey be somebody, as he always is, who kind of surprises me sometimes with his takes. And I say that out of respect. I mean, Mike plays a lot. I'm in one league with him, and he dominates it. So I'm not here to say that he doesn't have it right. It's just cool that somebody is going to – he's somebody – Moore is somebody ADP chasing, the stuff I do, where everybody's in a big hurry to sort of condescend to him. Oh, who would want DJ Moore when you can have Carnell Tate or Jameson Williams or somebody like that who kind of go around in the same range? Fantasy is coming. The one, I was thinking about it, how, like, all right, because I have to sort of remind myself with all the drafts I do kind of in the spring that, all right, this is, Matthew Collar reminded me of this the other day. He's like, no, Mike, this is the time. Like, oh yeah, okay, good. Of course it is. Right now is a little bit early for drafts, but what it isn't early for is people needing to make decisions in keeper leagues, where you have to decide. Usually they work like this. Do I want to keep player X for a fifth round pick or player Y for like a 10th round pick? And that can make for some interesting, you know, dilemmas. The guy in the fifth round is probably better, but it's more costly. So this would be the time of year for that. I'm not in a single one of those leagues. I'm not in a single keeper league where I have to decide who to keep and who to cut, you know, 1v1. I'm in dynasty stuff where I've got to cut five or six guys by Labor Day, and that's not easy always to do. I have plenty of those, but not where I have to decide between, do I want to keep Mike Evans for a fifth round pick, or, you know, Dak Prescott for a ninth, or whatever that might be. So if you had a question like that, I could try to answer it, but I'm not answering it from really any personal experience. It also occurred to me, thinking about this earlier, that in the past, a couple of different times on the air, I might just sort of say, you know, if anybody's got an opening out there, let me know, because I may be looking for a new one. And right now, I am not in the market, because I've already got about as much as I can handle, knowing that in the past, I've overdone it, and I want to be careful about that, just sort of going in blind in a new league with mostly probably people that I don't know. And this is going to sound like I'm making excuses. Maybe it's because I am. But a couple of times I have done that and just not had any success, because I feel like everybody in the league already knows each other and has an idea sort of like who's easy to work with, you know, friends making trades. Some leagues are pretty loose. Some leagues are so loose, and I would not want to be in a league like this, especially if I didn't know all the people, where like deals are made under the table. I had a guy tell me once in his league that, you know, if we can't make a deal, that's one thing, but maybe I can buy you a pizza to sweeten the offer. Like I'm not playing in any league where pizza is going to be a factor in whether we're making this trade. Sorry. It's a nice idea. I love pizza, but I can't do that. So I've gotten, you know, a big head, and I'll be like, yeah, if you got a league, got an opening, let me know. Bring it on. So a couple times in specific, I'm thinking of a couple times. One, you know, I was pumped up. I'm like, oh, I can play with anybody. So how about it? And somebody reached out to me and they said, well, I've got a team if you want it. You said you wanted one. This is a pretty heavy lift, Dynasty. This is a pretty heavy lift. So, you know, take a look and let me know. I took a look and I was terrified. I thought, like, this is going to be really hard. But I did say I would do it. And so I'm going to do it. And that league has been terrible on me. Like, I just cannot. I've had some bad luck, but just, again, I'm walking into a group where I don't know anybody, and I have not had an easy time at all. But I don't really want to be a quitter, especially when I haven't been able to win anything yet, you know, but maybe that's what you should do. That's a tough one for me too. I have friends, people that have been guests on the show that I play with. We had one example of this last year when Bulldog and I were talking, and like, oh, I'm so jealous of this guy because he quit this league I'm in, and I would so love to do it. And Chris is like, well, why don't you? And, well, just doesn't feel right. But you're throwing your money away by knowingly betting on a losing proposition. I mean, if you want to quit, just quit. But, you know, it's a bad look. It means I failed. I drafted this team, or I bought this team, and I got nowhere with it, and now I'm just going to quit? What a loser. Well, how much does it cost? $200 a year. Enjoy that. Enjoy your donation. So just a couple of times, another one I'm thinking of where I, again, like, anybody got one? And somebody did. And it ended up being really good players. So sometimes you draft in these things and somebody will pick Josh Allen at like the first round. Like, okay, well, I'm going to be fine here. If they're picking a quarterback in the first round, I don't really think I have anything to worry about. You know, not that I'll win, but I won't get, you know, crushed in a league like that. But this one was, everybody was super sharp, including a couple people I know. And not a dynasty league, but a new draft every year that always seemed to come at the wrong time for me, like on a camping trip or something. And eventually I said, after a couple of years, I just bowed out of that. So I have bad luck, or have had no success or little success when throwing out the call, let me know if you have a spot. I've not done well. So I am not doing that this time. I'll stick with what I've got. I'll lose on my own. I'll lose over here by myself rather than making it worse for myself, probably with a new league. But it is coming upon that time of year. We still have a lull here between much happening other than some practices with the Bills by a week or so away from now. And so time to get in the mood, get lined up, get prepped for fantasy drafts. After the next update, Brian Koziol will join me. We've been doing these kind of segments with Brian every major championship for years. Today, we've got the added intrigue and maybe controversy, I think it's definitely that, with Bryson DeChambeau and this two-stroke penalty that he got long after his round was over. And after a big argument out on the golf course, they all went back out there with the officials, and he looks like he's just, you know, losing his mind over this ruling. And the speculation continues to be tonight, it's tonight over there, that he might not even play the weekend because he was so frustrated with the decision that was made. So we'll see what Brian can add to all of that. And everything else from the Open Championship, 36 holes in at Royal Birkdale. Bulldog back with me on Monday. This is Mike Shope. Thanks for listening to the golf tournament with Brian Koziol next here on WGR.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.